My story. My name is Lasha Warren, and I use she and her pronouns. I am from the Lekwungen Territory, otherwise known as Songhees and Esquimalt Nations on Vancouver Island. I am a young Indigiqueer woman of mixed heritage, both Indigenous and settler descent. I am Cree and Métis on my father's maternal side, and from Lekwungen lands on my father's paternal side. On my mother's side, we are Icelandic and English. My educational background is in child and youth care, and most of my professional work has focused on social care, Indigenous sovereignty, land-based relationships, counseling, and two-spirit care. In all of these roles, I have always found ways to bring art into the work. In this, I always found that art drives community and community drives artwork. Since I was a child, I watched my dad turn beautiful blocks of wood into carvings. This inspired me to see the spirit in my artwork and see art as a part of my healing journey. I am an interdisciplinary artist with a focus on acrylic paintings that weave traditional Coast Salish designs with expressive art techniques. My artwork is a living representation of my healing journey. I create imperfect art, and I create for the healing process instead of the final product. So, my art practice allows me to explore themes of community, storytelling, self-reflection, activism, land-based relationships, and allyship. My art is not meant to be an aesthetic, but a dialogue that will create a community of both people who can personally relate with the theme shared in my work, and for those who have no relation with it at all. My art is a starting point for the circle that I intend to create. It is my form of questioning. It is my way of understanding the world. It is my act of resistance. While my art is a way of healing, it is also a way for me to cope with the injustices happening daily for Indigenous peoples. It is my way of sharing our stories and strengths and resistance. It carries with it both hope and struggle. I have deep gratitude for all the creative ancestors that have put their lives on the front lines to keep our practices alive.